This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And I don't know about you, Robbie, but have you ever heard about Piano Bar?
Oh, gosh, Dean, have I ever? Piano Bar is an absolute icon of rural Victoria.
It absolutely is an amazing performance space, an amazing experience. We've been to the one in Geelong, but Piano Bar has gone even further for Colac, Ballarat, Bendigo. It's getting all around the place and providing some great entertainment opportunities for so many people. But obviously in the time that we're currently in, with the isolation that's going on, it means a lot of businesses have had to shut their doors. But the wonderful team at Piano Bar have started doing some amazing entertaining live streams all the time, so that we can see a lot of different performances, from drag, from something for the kids, singing along. It's so great. And joining us now on the line is Aaron from Piano Bar. Aaron, how are you doing?
Hi, Dean. Hi, Robbie. Great to be on air. I'm very well. How are you guys going?
Oh, look, I think we're doing okay. I think everyone's blown away. I mean, if you've been to Piano Bar, you wouldn't be blown away by the professionalism and so much work and effort that you all put into the shows that you do and the quality of it. But you guys dived into live streaming and providing us something that we're not getting anywhere else in an amazing way when everything kind of changed for so many people in our communities.
Yeah, it has been a very difficult time for everyone, you know, particularly us having to close the doors basically overnight. We had it in the back of our minds that if that did happen, we would look at doing a live stream opportunity, but we didn't think that it would the way it has and the way the community has raised it, not just in our region and towns, but all over the world. We've got viewers in Scotland and Canada and Italy that tune in as well. We're streaming 7 nights a week, bringing some great different performances to people. Andy Popjoy, our resident piano man, he's the host every night and brings on different guests. This afternoon we ran a great Disney show for all the kids at home, and that just went off. And yeah, we're just really, really loving the response. Tuesdays we do a special called Check-In Tuesday, where we get people to phone their friends, check in and see how they're doing, phone their mum, and then we also call in some people and check in on them and do requests on them. So it's about engaging the community. Why we are all isolated and we are, you know, all working independently, but we don't have to be isolated from each other over the time.
Aaron, one of the greatest things about Piano Bar is certainly one of the things I enjoyed most from my time there is that you can actually request songs. So the piano man will sing whatever you request. Is that element of the show still there?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of my roles in the live production of the shows. I'm working from home and I call through the live comments as they're coming through. We also get emails and Facebook messages through, and we'll do shout outs and request songs as it's going through the evening. So we interact with the crowd at home. And yes, it's a great way of, you know, connecting through the requests. People are doing birthday shout outs or, you know, having virtual birthday parties with their watch parties with their family and friends. And yeah, it's just a great way that they can still request songs with us and, you know what Piano Bar's known for.
I think one of the things that's really great, like you were saying, 7 days a week you guys are doing this. And that's what you've been doing as well with the wonderful Piano Bars that you've been creating all around regional Victoria, is providing so many different lengths and layers of entertainment for people, no matter what your flavour is. And you're doing the exact same thing with the live stream, which I think is really fantastic.
Yeah, we're really happy with it. And I'm very pleased to say, and I know a lot of your viewers would be, sorry, listeners would be interested to hear, but still, you know, featuring drag events with our incredible Pitch Please show on the Sunday evenings. This week, with starring Art Simone and Passion Couture, we're socially distancing our team of drag queens. So they always work in the same pair of two and are separated, you know, throughout, because obviously we also want to protect all of our performers during this time as well. So we're working through the best ways of adding extra precautions to make sure that we're doing our absolute best to flatten the curve but still provide entertainment for everyone that's at home.
Yeah, which is very, very important. Aaron, what's the response and the interaction been like with the community so far?
The interaction's been absolutely overwhelming. We literally cannot get through all the requests each night. We have thousands of requests that that come through each night, and we also have a button where people can donate, and we're absolutely overwhelmed, and I just want to thank each and every one that has donated. The money is going to pay the performers for what they do during the live streams, as well as supporting all of our contractors and casual staff that also are lost their jobs. I'm pleased to say this week alone, we've got over 50 contractors, performers and casual staff, and we were able to offer them all a $100 Woolworth gift voucher that they could go and buy some essentials in this time while they might be waiting for certain payments to come through. So we're really, really thankful as well for the community support that's just been absolutely fantastic.
That is really brilliant. I think everyone's starting to experience the slowing down of work, what the differences are for your jobs. But for many of us in service industries or the arts communities, we were like this a couple of weeks ago. We felt it happen. And it's really great to see the way things are changing and evolving so that we're still providing a space for entertainment and for people to be engaged and a part of a broader community. But also how much of a difference it makes in the sense that it provides an outlet for other people to be paid and supported. Because, yeah, there were a lot of people did lose their jobs in the service industries, and being able to still be a part of the Piano Bar community and to be able to support it is something that's really wonderful.
Yeah, and we'd like to put out the shout out as well. If there is any performers that would like to, you know, come on, even just, you know, over the telephone for an interview, tell us what they're going through, or if they've got something that they'd like to come in and perform on the live stream, please send us an email at play@pianobar.com.au or hit us up on our Facebook page, because we'd love to get as many people involved in these live streams as we can.
Well, the best way in which you can all engage with the Piano Bar and see all the amazing stuff they're doing would be to follow them on their Facebook page. I know many of my friends this Sunday said to me, don't contact me. I'm going to be watching Pitch Please. I'm going to be enjoying the drag shows and having an absolutely awesome time. But there's so much different entertainment for the whole family and for everyone to be able to engage with and enjoy. So you can jump onto our social media, and the links are there right now. Or just jump onto Facebook right now, follow Piano Bar and support the wonderful work that they're doing and get entertained.
Thanks very much, guys. Great to be on air.
Aaron, thank you for joining us today on the show. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.